Tablet to the Baha'is of the Southern States. Revealed on March 27, 1916, in the garden adjacent to the shrine of Baha'u'llah. Addressed to the Baha'is of 16 southern states of the United States: Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. O ye heralds of the kingdom of God! A few days ago an epistle was written to those divine believers. But because these days are the days of Nowruz, you have come to my mind, and I'm sending you this greeting for this glorious feast. All the days are blessed, but this feast is the national fete of Persia. The Persians have been holding it for several thousand years past. In reality, every day which man passes in the mention of God, the diffusion of the fragrances of God, and calling the people to the kingdom of God, that day is his feast. Praise be to God that you are occupied in the service of the kingdom of God and are engaged in the promulgation of the religion of God by day and by night. Therefore, all your days are feast days. There's no doubt that the assistance and the bestowal of God shall descend upon you. In the southern states of the United States, the friends are few. That is, in Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Consequently, you must either go yourselves or send a number of blessed souls to those states, so that they may guide the people to the kingdom of heaven. One of the holy manifestations, addressing a believing soul, has said that if a person become the cause of the illumination of one soul, it is better than a boundless treasury. O Ali, if God guide through thee one soul, it is better for thee than all the riches. Again he says, direct us to the straight path. The Quran, Surah 1, verse 6. That is, show us the right road. It is also mentioned in the Gospel. Travel ye to all parts of the world, and give ye the glad tidings of the appearance of the kingdom of God. The Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 16, verse 15. In brief, I hope you will display in this respect the greatest effort and magnanimity. It is assured that you will become assisted and confirmed. A person declaring the glad tidings of the appearance of the realities and significances of the kingdom is like unto a farmer who scatters pure seeds in the rich soil. The spring cloud will pour upon them the rain of bounty, and unquestionably the station of the farmer will be raised in the estimation of the lord of the village, and many harvests will be gathered. Therefore, ye friends of God, appreciate ye the value of this time, and be ye engaged in the sowing of the seeds, so that you may find the heavenly blessing and the lordly bestowal. Upon you be Baha'u'llah.